Patrice Rushen, Forget Me Nots here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for not forgetting about us. Tuesday morning, 12th of February, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are you, folks? And how are you,
well,
Mr.
I'm all
G?
Right. Thank you very much, yeah. Not bad at all. Thanks very much and all. And anyway, I don't know why that sounded like I was in a bad mood with you there.
Did you have a spectacular Monday?
I wouldn't say it was spectacular. It was all right. Yeah, it wasn't a bad Monday.
As Mondays go.
I will say, we're out in the boat last night.
Oh, right, okay.
The most beautiful night. Oh, my jeepers. It's the first night we've been out now in a long time where it hasn't been...
Oh, God. What, how, now, when you say, do you mean clear?
Because clear, you calm, warm, lovely.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. How, normally, if you get clear, then you get cold.
No, it was clear, calm, warm, beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous night.
Wow.
It was the best night in a long time now.
So it was more like yachting than RNLI-ing.
I will be honest with you. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Me and
it
some of the chaps took the boat out last night.
Took the boat out. It was a bit like that, yeah. Yes, there was some chat in the middle of us about what may happen in an emergency situation.
Yes, somebody briefly mentioned knots, but other than that...
Yeah, knots of speed and rope. But yeah, it was great. It was an amazing night. That was the first night I kind of thought, we've done it.
Wow.
We broke in the back of the winter.
Temperatures over the next few days are okay, aren't they?
They're set for the teens.
Yeah.
Set for the teens.
Back into your territory.
I'll tell you something, everybody. You know what that is? That's standing around in your shorts weather. We're nearly there.
Did you take the bike in today?
No, I didn't take the bike in today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
that'd
for
be
some reason, though. I dragged myself out of bed. To get out of bed today was literally an act of violence on myself.
Are you serious?
It was one of those, yeah.
Bad sleep, was it, or just...
No, I don't know. Just couldn't do it. I was
yearning to be back on the boat with the chaps.
I'm telling you.
Speaking about knots and nautical things.
All of that. I had to literally batter myself. Oh, it was an awful experience. An awful experience.
Anyway.
You know, you stand in the shower for 15 minutes and you don't even wash yourself.
Just saying, I'm going to start moving now. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was one of them.
Unbelievable.
God, what a morning.
Anyway, Breeda in Galway wants us to have a fantastic day. You too, Breeda. Thank you for saying that. Also, Derek in Swords has taken your advice. He's given up all that looking after himself business. Says, at a late start, only up at 4 o'clock. No bike or treadmill. Didn't swim. Ate cake and watched a bit of Netflix.
What a day. What a wonderful day that was.
Said he's ready for his day's work now, Derek and Source. Hey, see, I bet you feel much better after
that. You're finished. You have to go to bed now. You know.
Dean from Newbridge, looking forward to the big game tonight. He's predicting United will just about do it. Scrape through, he says. A 1-0er. Dean in Newbridge is predicting.
What's that, sorry? What's happening?
What sort of... Tonight. United and PSG.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, that's tonight, yeah. It's going to be brilliant.
I don't know. Sorry, certainly did have to drag yourself out of bed.
I dozed off there for a second.
I was in the middle of something.
Yeah, oh my God.
Unbelievable.
It looks like there's a PSG, so there's three of them out. Three of the big men out.
Yeah.
In yesterday's confirmed list. So should be. I'd be quietly confident now, so I would.
Ooh, quietly confident, that's now. English Ian checking in. JP checking in as well.
How are you, JP?
And he agrees about the whole Louis Walsh thing on the roller coaster picture, if you've ever seen it.
Jesus, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Larbar checking in, hoping the form is good. Amanda checking in as well.
What's going on about? How you doing? What's starting out? You must be delayed there at Dundalk beating Cork in the Presidential Cup.
Poor old Amanda now must be. Sounds like she's a bit like you. No sleep whatsoever.
No sleep?
Yeah. She gave up trying to sleep and got through the entire October and November podcasts.
Oh my God. And even that didn't put you to sleep.
Dear God, woman. That's a commitment, that is. Fair play to you.
Fair play.
God, Amanda, we're well impressed with that.
You're going to need to say, I'd say you'll be running around the block and you won't sleep for a week now after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to rationalise that madness.
Also, Margaret checking in and she's doing the lunches. What's this? Dan Casey was asking for you, PJ.
Oh, yeah. Former Bowes player, I guess.
Must be. What's he play for Cork now? Or who? Yeah, is that it? Nowhere in the Cork.
Well, what do you have to bring that part up for? What's that got to do with anything?
I'm only asking the question. I didn't recognise the tracksuit. That's all.
Is he there? Is there a picture of him? Like,
there is a picture of him there. This one here.
Oh, there he is as well. Yeah. Dan Casey's MVP. He was not. Look at that. That's cheekiness. Now that's just rubbing salt into a wound. That is his arm wrapped around some young fella there with the flag and all on him.
Brendan and Ballincollig wants to know if you checked out the ukulele orchestra.
I did actually. Yeah.
And
it was it's interesting. I think it's a very ambitious. Like, I see that it's a proper ukulele orchestra playing AC/DC in full tuxedos.
Right.
And he was sending them up as something we should check out, you know, something we should sort of model ourselves on with Sweet Sausage.
Emulate, yeah.
You know, it's a bit above our...
Yeah. Aiming too high.
It's a great video to watch.
Right.
But really, as far
from an aspirational point of view, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it might as well be looking at Jimi Hendrix thinking, yeah, sure, I can play that, but let's just learn the guitar with our teeth.
Also, morning to Aaron, who's checking in, and Paddy the Chippy, likewise. Bob and Tony there checking in too, and Nipper saying hello this morning. Thank you very much indeed, folks, checking in and letting us know you're out there and that we're not alone, sitting here talking to ourselves in a padded cell.
Oh, Jim just left talking to me, which is worse still.
How to Save a Life from the Fray here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 18 minutes past six. So just briefly, I know we're getting into the birthdays, man, right, but I just briefly have to mention this because you'd have to feel a little bit for Gaz in Galway, right? It says, morning, lads. Back to work today after a nightmare weekend in Manchester. Went to see City v Chelsea with my brother, who was a City fan.
Oh, dear.
Me being a Chelsea fan.
Oh, my God, the burn.
Not the best day of my life, says Gaz in Galway.
For those who didn't see that game, that they lost like 28-0 or something. It was an absolute scorch.
Imagine your brother. So the brother's a City fan, a Man City fan.
Yeah.
And Gaz is a Chelsea fan.
How did that happen?
I mean, that's an unusual combination in itself.
Although my...
In Ireland.
My... what's it? Jeepers, brother-in-law.
Well done.
But he's got two kids. Me nephews.
Right, yeah.
And they're... one is United. The other one's Liverpool. So how did that happen?
Yeah, but I'd actually understand that more. I'd say there's more of that. Like, City and Chelsea, in an Irish capacity, is...
It is. They're two unlikely sides for Irish people to be into,
And to be brothers.
To be brothers, yeah.
Oh, my God. Gaz, feel your pain.
I wonder, did they grow up in different houses and they only met each other as adults?
Right, let's do some birthdays, right?
Let's do it.
Here we go. This, for start, do you even recognise who this is? Here we go.
Tuning in.
Any ideas? No? I thought this bit might have given it to you.
What in the name of God is that?
Listen to this bit again. Hear what they're doing?
They're booing them.
No, they're going, woo, 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 woo,
woo. Oh, that's Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
Oh, right. I thought it was somebody hating somebody there. I was like, yeah, it's Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
From In Living Colour. What a great stand-up he was in his day. Unbelievable.
Huge show, his chat show.
Huge show. And In Living Colour launched Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Launched some of the biggest acts ever. And he was the main man in In Living Colour. He started all of that sketch comedy, Homie the Clown. Remember that? Homie don't play that game. It was, it was, when you look at it now, grand, it's dated. You wouldn't get away with it now. You know, young ones dancing around with not a lot going on. And then him coming out. And him doing his whole, this is going to be a gamut of night. And it is slightly dated. But he was fantastic. He's still gigging.
Huge star.
Still gigging. He would have been the biggest in the world except for Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy sort of came in and stole the thunder. And he ended up in Eddie Murphy's movies, Coming to America and all of that.
That's right, Coming to America.
Yeah, he's his best mate in Coming to America.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. And the biggest mouth. He had a mouth like a Staffordshire Terrier.
I saw a little bit
he did.
An interview he did with Vanilla Ice. He didn't like Vanilla Ice.
Did he not?
Oh, he didn't like
her. Oh, really? Yeah.
No, he didn't like her. He didn't like a white brother doing that sort of thing.
Oh, I can't wait to see that interview.
It's a bit cringy.
I have to say, he's got a point.
Yeah.
I'm not into this racism, but I will say, white people know your place when it comes to hip-hop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When white people start rapping, I'm sorry, my bum gets tight and my ears want to drop off the side of my head. You know what I mean?
Well,
especially when
you need
Irish
to watch
accents.
That Arsenio,
you know,
Hall.
When I walk, I went to, and together, come on and chase me around, put me crisps off me, send me home. Oh, look, this is getting... I can't.
It's the voice of the street, PJ. Voice of the street.
It's the voice of
the
your
The colour of your skin makes no difference.
It
it's
does.
The voice of the street.
I'm sorry, the colour of your skin makes a difference. When you see a lad in Dublin walk around, me track's out tight and me runners are loose. Don't know what to do, cause I don't want to go into me house. You know, you're like, this is, I'm not into it. No, I'm not into it. You're mad.
Me house.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's not struggling, from your
struggling,
street.
Struggling for a rhyme there, PJ. No, everybody says hoose.
Everybody says hoose. I'm going back to me hoose. Yeah, no, no.
Anyway.
It's the voice of a street, but it's not yours. It's not Sheriff Street. And it's not North Dublin Street. Yeah. You
it's,
know?
It's the voice of the street if your street is in Harlem.
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean? You don't see them walking around like Harlem going, I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. You know what I mean?
Anyway, yeah, remember you told me before that nowadays it's frowned upon anyway because it's cultural appropriation. Is that what
it
you
is
call it?
It is cultural appropriation. So is the new if, thing, yeah. You're not allowed to do
white
things.
People rap or anything, it's considered... you're still being...
You're
not appreciating
culture.
It. You're actually stealing.
Yeah, you're stealing it. Oh, yeah, it makes okay. it your own. I seen Jim eating a Chinese takeaway the other day. So I just want to say, racist. It's cultural appropriation.
Shocking it was.
It's all terrible behaviour. I got to say, Arsenio Hall is... Jeepers, would he be in his 60s? No, he wouldn't.
He is
think.
In his 60s,
is
buddy.
He?
Go for it. He is in
right,
his 60s.
Right, well, he's the early end, right? So I'm going to say he's like 61.
Oh, 63.
Ah!
63.
Right. Okay.
I think you'll redeem yourself in the next two, though, because they're right up your street. One is a former boxing champ, who I think, in his pomp, was regarded as maybe the best pound-for-pound fighter around. Prince Nassim Hamed.
Ah, Nassim Hamed, yeah. He was fantastic for a while, and then...
Then he just
one day he just
dropped
got knocked
off a
out,
cliff,
and
yeah.
he just kept getting knocked out. It was just this unbelievable...
Because he was being touted as a proper ledge for a while,
yeah,
wasn't
such
he?
A
he was
showman.
Going to want to become one.
In fairness, what a showman. Yeah. What a showman. He's a fella who could pull off a bit of rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a man. Had the big baggy shorts on him and everything and the wiry little arms. But man, what a...
Yeah.
He was just so brilliant to watch. And it all went wrong for him when he started slagging Chris Eubank. Remember he called Chris Eubank a has-been. You've had your day, old dog, or something he said to him.
Oh, my God.
And look who won that war in the end.
Yeah,
Chris Eubank
yeah.
still looks $1 million. Prince Nassim.
Yeah. Prince Nassim is a pugilist.
He's Chris
a
Eubank is a...
Chris Eubank is a pugilist.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. He let him... He didn't keep up the standard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Such a shame. But I'm going to say... What age is he actually? This is maybe about 44?
Oh, not a bad effort. 45.
Ah.
45. And then the last one. This is your final chance to redeem yourself. Again, it's sport. It's your beloved GAA. It is your beloved Dubs. It's a former legend.
Oh, jeepers.
Jimmy Keaveney.
Jimmy Keaveney.
Jimmy Keaveney. Who, with the utmost respect, I watched Jimmy Keaveney myself many times, with the utmost respect, not your archetypal athlete physique.
Not at all. Not
to
at
be
all.
Fair, and oh. I'm not talking now at his current age. I'm talking in his pump. Still,
yeah.
Not your archetypal athletic physique.
Let's be honest now. There were none of that team had the fair to. You know what I mean? There was Brian Mullins, who was 9 foot tall.
Absolutely, and looked no. like he was kind of aging from about the age of 20.
Unbelievable, yeah, unbelievable. He was 9 foot. Then there was Bobby Doyle, who had the largest mullet in the world.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
incredible. Yeah. And then right up front, the striker man. The man who just, if you got the ball to him, no one could get it off him. Because he was just an immovable object. It was like parking a car in the middle of the field. Jimmy Keaveney.
Yeah.
And of course, they wrote the song about him.
Everybody looked old. And maybe it's because we were young at the time.
They did.
Like Paddy Cullen and all looked like an old man.
Yeah, they go. Like, he was mad.
It was
yeah.
like somebody couldn't make it, so their dad stood in.
And the size of his hands.
Yeah.
Snowplows. Unbelievable. I remember the song and all. They're 14 on, 14 was off. Jimmy on the sidelines, having a gawk. What a great song that was.
Bananas.
Heffron was trying to hatch a plan of how to beat the countrymen without the extra man. Ah, I tell you, those were the glory days.
They were the days. What's happened? Yeah. Oh, what's happened since, huh?
Yeah, well, Dublin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Four All-Irelands in a row and all,
yeah.
but still.
Yeah, yeah, you started winning against Kerry. Oh, not last week. Not last week.
Yeah, maybe you're going back to the old days.
Going back to it.
Careful what you wish for.
Jimmy Keaveney is 73.
Oh, you were about to say it.
Oh, fart, 74.
You were about to say it.
Yeah, oh.
74. Bummer.
Fart, oh my. I've had 74 was a year. They won the fart, oh. Sugar.
And now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. 6:34 almost. Welcome back.
Thanking you.
Did you have a little touch of the Monday flu?
No.
No,
I had a scheduled day off yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
I took a long weekend.
Well done you.
Yeah.
Was this, again, part of your birthday celebrations?
It was sort of a post-birthday, pre-Valentine's Street. Right. Yeah,
unbelievable.
I did not get out of bed yesterday until 11:30.
You're joking.
Oh my God.
11:30.
That's nearly bedtime.
How'd you ditch the kids? Did you fob the kids off somewhere?
Well, I wasn't. The kids weren't with me for the weekend. I was away for the weekend, but they were back obviously on Sunday night. So yeah, I did kind of get up out of bed yesterday to see my daughter off to school at, you know what, 6:30 or whatever. She's as ridiculous as me getting up and going out early in the morning. And then I went back to bed and I conked out and didn't wake up till 11:30.
I can just imagine Tara sending her daughter off to school with a gentle na 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 na. I'm going back to bed.
Pretty much spot on. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I ate your lunch.
Lady, hear me tonight, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Respectable from Mel and Kim. Just ahead of that, morning to you folks. Tuesday morning, Tuesday the 12th of February.
Flying in this one.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? February always flies in. It's a quick little month.
Yeah, zooms along.
Pain in the... in the rear end of a little month, but a quick little month.
Yeah,
all
you're not
the same.
A fan of February.
No, it's not. It's
what's like, February ever done on you? It's not January. So, you know, you've gotten over January and the bills and all that sort of stuff.
It's essentially the Tuesday of a year.
Right, I get you on
Do
that.
You know what I mean?
It's not quite March.
Yeah, it's not... it's the Tuesday of a year.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to look forward to.
Bit nondescript.
Very nondescript.
You've already lost the... Well, you never had the afterglow of a Christmas, but you know what I mean?
No,
anybody
jeepers.
Who did has well and truly lost it. And you haven't quite got the summer. So if summer's the weekend... and Christmas is the other weekend.
Yeah. Do you know what
you're
mean?
In the middle of it.
You're in the middle of it, yeah.
Right, okay.
You're in the middle of a February, yeah. So there you go. We're heading towards the decent stuff. I'm telling you, everybody, I know I say it all the time. I know I'm repeating myself. But St. Patrick's Day is the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And we're not that far away from it now. We're knocking on the door, so we are.
So it's time to prepare.
Time to get ready for St. Patrick's Day. Get your green on, everybody. Get your float ready for the parade. We're
Good
nearly
stuff.
There.
Somebody was wondering about the butter report. I forgot to ask Tara about the butter report. I'll have to. Should be good today.
I'd say it'd be soft enough today.
I'll be certainly yielding to soft.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
yielding
absolutely.
Yielding to soft,
yeah.
I suspect.
You get a great spread of it.
Oh, you would. You would indeed. What's this? Mark and Drogheda is saying, morning, guys. I have thought PJ would have taken the chance to correct Tara and remind us scabby Liverpool fans. Now, this is Mark talking, by the way. I don't want to take stick for this. Oscabby Liverpool fans, it was us that were beaten in the Champions League final last season. Loving the show as usual, says Mark and Drogheda.
That's right, yeah. That's
must
right,
check,
yeah.
They must check that out.
How could you forget such a wonderful day? 3-1 to Real Madrid. Wasn't it amazing? Oh, 3-1 on the 26th of May, 2018.
Were Roma in the Europa League final or something?
Oh, no, I don't remember anything except for Liverpool losing to the glorious Real Madrid on the 26th of May.
To be honest, Mark deserves a lot of credit.
In Kiev, it was. Gareth Bale was man of the match. Oh,
Mark and Drogheda, fair
play to
you.
It was 20 degrees Celsius that day.
Fair play to you for tuning in, knowing that stuff like that is coming.
Humidity a mere 37%. What a day it was.
Are you making those things up?
No, that's actually true, yeah. That's true of the day, yeah.
You remember the humidity on the night.
I'm just telling you what. Who can forget these things? Who doesn't remember these amazing details to a fantastic sporting occasion? What a city Kiev is. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a dream.
Mark, as I say, fair play to you, buddy. I tell you, fair play. You do need a strong constitution, to be fair.
I'll tell you, it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
J.O. the Mun, as he is now. He used to be J.O. from Inchicore. He's now J.O. the Mun. He's checking in as well.
J.O. the Mun, how are you, J.O. the Mun? Nice to meet you.
I wonder how Ballymun is getting on with J.O. suddenly having landed in.
I
haven't heard any specific reports lately.
No, nothing in particular. Haven't seen him on the news. Definitely haven't heard any reports or anything there.
Yeah.
So
we're assuming it's all going well.
Yeah, I presume it's going like Real Madrid in the Champions League final for you. And I'm delighted to hear it. I'm delighted to hear it. You keep doing your thing, Jay Adamon.
Right. So listen, what have we got for you today? Tuesday. Well, we've certainly got Who the Man. It's over, €1,000 at this stage. So it's always big money. We don't need to keep telling you it's big money now, because once you've topped the grand... it's got to be worth playing for. So all the usual stuff applies to that.
It does. €1,060. So.
And PJ Gallagher has declared himself, announced himself as a healer.
I am a healer.
A healer of... I am. Not just a healer of men, a healer of people. A healer of nations.
Apparently so. I'm just telling you what I'm just telling you what I've been told about myself.
So is this scientifically backed up, yeah?
It is, actually, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so you're about to... will you be doing any healing today, or
I
will
might
you be just
do,
telling
I
us that you are a healer?
I might do. We'll have to figure out what's wrong with you first. I know there's always something wrong with you, so we just have to put our finger on exactly what it is.
Right, so listen, if there's an ailment... we should, actually, maybe we'll get that going after 7 o'clock. If people have specific ailments, Will you? Are you, do you is it specific to kind of areas of the body, or is it just a general healing you give?
Apparently, it's the flu, really.
The flu. Yeah. Right. So, if anybody's feeling a bit fluey,
If anyone's feeling a bit fluey, I'll send you some positive vibes.
Right.
We'll work it out. Yeah. Who knew?
Will this work on radio now?
So I haven't a clue how to make it work at all. I'm just telling you what I read in the newspaper.
Diana Ross and Upside Down, and just ahead of that, Elvis and JXL, A Little Less Conversation. Have to play that, especially for Gemma, who was a bit distraught when we played the UB40 version of Can't Help Falling In Love With You.
Yeah, oh yeah.
As indeed many were, Gemma, to be fair.
Me included.
Gemma's a big Elvis fan, so we'll make it up to her with, there you go, a bit of Little Less Conversation. So she enjoyed that. Listening in Benidorm, as she is.
Benidorm,
which is pretty cool. Also, J.O. in the Mun, thank you very much indeed. PJ Gallagher has thoroughly enjoyed the photograph that you've sent in.
It's a fantastic photograph. Absolutely wonderful.
It's very good, to be fair. And also, listen, thanks to I think this is your mate Simon, is it? Hang on a second.
I'll tell you now.
Simon, it is. It's Simon. It's your mate Simon.
Oh, it is Simon. Yeah, right. Si.
And it's I love these things. It's those, you know, when they take bits of what were genuine answers to
from
exams.
From schools, yeah.
From school exams. It's very good. In which battle did English King Richard III die? And somebody's written his last battle.
He's not wrong.
No, it's very accurate. And what is the main reason for divorce? The answer is marriage.
Yeah, again, he's not wrong. You know what I mean? He's not wrong at all. 100% for creativity given.
Creativity, yeah.
But just underneath the F.
Yeah.
So there you go, yeah.
Anyway.
Give up one hand and take away with the other. Tell you something.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Always good to have you along. Could be well worth your while hanging out with us this morning. Not only because of Who the Man. Obviously, it would be amazing to give somebody €1,000, over €1,000 on Who the Man.
So we'd love to do £1,060. That's what we have for you today. So 087-188-0008 if you want to have a go banging that.
But not only that, we can heal you. Specifically my learned friend and colleague can.
All I got to do is tickle your fancy and you'll feel good forever.
Ooh, on the way.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
Madonna, Open Your Heart here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 12th of February, just 10 past 7. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. Brilliant to have you along. Who the Man, of course, on the way before 10 o'clock for over $1,000. But you'll be glad you're with us this morning, particularly if you're not feeling well, because, ladies and gentlemen, there is about to be a miracle. PJ Gallagher will be performing live healings on the radio.
Yeah, but not sexual healing. What? That's the wrong music altogether. That's totally not it.
What?
I'm not going to be... It's not healing as in...
I couldn't find any other healing music. I didn't have anything else with healing in it. Can you not? Right.
Well,
so what sort of healing are you doing?
It's a story. It's like... So three... Okay. So it turns out...
So it's not... Okay. It's above board.
It's all above board. Comedians are effectively... People with healing powers amongst us is apparently the way it goes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the good thing is, I'm not even making this up. It's actually the scientific survey of the day is what it is.
Wow.
So 3 in 4 people say that a good laugh can make them feel energised, while 29% say a hug from a loved one was beneficial. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? It's only 29%.
That's getting back to the sexual healing, as well.
It isn't. No, it's not you. All right, okay. Filthy-minded fella over there with your... Get your mind out of the scutter gutter. 14%... say listening to music soothes symptoms. But here's the thing. So they did this research for colds and flus. And they took people with colds and flus, and after 30 minutes of making them watch comedy clips on TV, 70% said their symptoms were not as bothersome and they felt more energised.
Wow.
So it seems the cure, laughter, is the best medicine after all.
So you are effectively a doctor.
Yes.
Administering your... laughter medicine.
Yes.
Around the world.
Absolutely. And mostly to women too, because it's women, 83%
of
women.
Do you want me to put the sexual healing back on?
No, don't be silly. I told you, get your dirty mind out of the whatever it is. I tell you, look at Jim McKay. You can't even talk about having a laugh without him thinking about licky, rubby, wrong. So there you go. So 83% Of women say it comedy makes them happier, cheers them up, gets the symptoms more relieved. 70% of men, lads a little bit behind there. You know what I mean? All lads think they are the comedians. That's the problem,
that's
unfortunately.
The thing, yeah.
And a neuropsychologist, who's the guy that carried out this survey, Dr. David Lewis, he said laughter can be a tool to help us all feel better, and it's worth keeping in mind the next time we get a bad dose of the flu.
Yeah.
So there
he was
you
very
go.
Accurate there at the start. Laughter can be a tool. But, well, let's see how it works.
Oh, my God. Or maybe a comedian is a tool. Is this what he's saying? I'm telling you now, Jim. This is it. I have the cure to the common cold.
Wow.
Good old jokes back in the day.
Can we put it to the test then?
Yeah.
So if there's anybody listening, which surely there must be, I mean, all around the country, but there's got to be some people who are currently have the sniffles.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a cold, have the remnants of a flu or the, you know, that sort of stuff. Flu-esque type things, cold-esque type symptoms.
Yeah.
That mightn't be in need of a little, you know, they've had enough of their Lemsips and their Benadryl for flus.
You're not working,
and
it's all just chemicals inside the body. So, it's not having the same effect, yeah.
So are you going to do a healing now? You're going to tell a few gags, are you?
I'll do a healing. Right,
I'll tell
you my favourite.
Excellent. Okay.
My favourite joke. I've told you this before.
Right, okay.
I love that an excuse to
So
tell
listen, what happens is, right, when we get this from PJ, so his healing, he's going to tell us a gag or two. And then I want you to text or WhatsApp 087-188-0008 if you're feeling and if it makes you feel better, right? So this should be interesting. This is scientific stuff, this
I'm
is.
Telling you.
It's really important. Now don't mess around with this and don't tell lies.
Right, okay.
Whatever you do, don't tell lies.
Wipe your nose, right?
Here we go.
Give your eyes a rub.
Healing part one.
There was a fella, right?
Yeah.
And he was given 500 quid to take a lot of penguins to the zoo.
Okay.
Right? And he says, no problem, he took them all to the zoo. And then the guy that gave him the 500 quid sees him 2 days later. He's walking up O'Connell Street in Dublin and all the penguins are following him. He said, what are you doing? I told you to take them to the zoo. And he went, I did take them to the zoo. Had some change left over, now we're going to the cinema.
Okay, well, PJ enjoyed that one.
A duck walks into a bar, Jim.
Right.
And he sits there, he says, he's not happy. And the barman says to him, what's wrong with you? He goes, look, I can't get a job. I'm looking everywhere for a job. No one wants to hire a duck. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've tried all the local area. Can't do anything. And he goes, there's a circus over the road. Have you tried going in there? And the duck goes, are you out of your mind? What would a circus want with a carpenter?
Now that's a proper one. Right. That'll have healed somebody. That'll have healed somebody. Is there one more? No.
What would you want with a carpenter?
I don't know about anybody else listening. PJ's having a whale of a time. He's having an absolutely fantastic time. Right, I don't think we're going to get any other one now. I think you may have to be healed with just those two, to be fair.
Take two jokes and you'll feel better in the morning with a drink of water, eh? Oh,
right, so let us know then that you're only getting two, right? Because we don't want to overdose you. So if you had any sort of flu-y, coldy symptoms, has that dose of healing from PJ Gallagher helped? Yes or no? WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Certainly helped him. Anyway, I tell you something unbelievable.
Oh, Jesus.
Were you feeling a bit down?
I'll tell you something. I'm after waking right up. Bottle of porridge.
Delamitri, always the last to know. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:20 on this Tuesday, 12th of February. I think you might have done the trick, buddy.
I think
your credentials might be safe.
Yeah.
Dr. PJ.
A good laugh. It's an actual proven fact now that laughing makes your symptoms go away from a dose of the old colds and flus.
We asked you if you were suffering from any sort of cold or flu or anything, you know, the dregs of any particular lurgy, right, to let us know whether or not PJ's dose, whether his prescription, what was it? It was take these two gags,
and
you'll
gags,
feel better in the
wash
morning.
Wash it down with a drink of water, you'll feel better in the morning, yeah.
Right, so we gave you two gags, and in fairness, Adrienne in Knocklyon says, okay, the second one did the trick. Big smile on my face now. Flu, what flu? Thanks, Dr. PJ. Sabrina and Helen are on the way to work. Thought it was brilliant. Somebody else sent in a whole load of laughing emojis. So that's a good sign. Now, it didn't all go well.
No.
Right?
No. Some people just don't want to be cured.
Somebody text in, does PJ not need to be a funny comic first, though?
Oh, God, gee. In fairness,
and then followed it up with, people pay to see him.
Yes, they do. And I tell you what, I'm literally half the price of a GP. Half the price of a GP.
There you go. Don't be going to a doctor. There go to a comedy gig.
And my prescriptions are free. You just got to listen.
Yeah, as I say, didn't all go well. Chainsaw Man says, worse off now, Jim.
Oh, Chainsaw Man. You too. I'll tell you
Mary
something.
Mary enjoyed the second one as well. In fairness, Elf Terry. Oh my God, I'm healed. Praise to the PJ.
See?
It works for somebody. What else have we got? If PJ was a doctor, he would be Dr. Nick Riviera from The Simpsons.
Okay. I'm starting to see that's probably a fair point, in fairness.
Hey, Dr. Nick. What's this? Stuff the flu. I'm sleep deprived and I'm very happy. 2 months of you two. Oh, well done.
Oh, well, there you go.
Fair play to you.
Thanks very much for being sleep deprived.
Yeah.
There's nothing we love them more than a bit of insomnia to get people listening at 6 a.m.
I don't know whether the gags can help with the sleep deprivation, can they?
I don't know about that. Although, maybe some bad ones will put you to sleep.
Colm in Limerick has pointed out, Jim, if PJ is a doctor, you're the consultant. I mean, you are the one with the comedy award.
He had to rub it in. That's just never going to go away, is it? That's just never.
Not if I can help it, buddy.
Ever
going
to go away.
Not if I can help it.
Dear, oh dear.
Ah, dear Lord. What's this? Hopefully Magic Mike is a recording of PJ's laugh. It's better than the jokes.
Dear, oh dear. Fair enough. I know what you're saying. It's not it's a bit of a dirty old laugh. But
and
there
to
you
be
go.
Fair, somebody else didn't understand the joke, but broke my arse laughing at PJ.
Right. And they say laughing at your own jokes is a bad thing. You know what I mean?
I think that might have been the thing. That look at that, brilliant. I love the uncontrolled laughter, Doc PJ.
Yeah, well, you see,
that's
I have
secret.
To say, to be honest, a lot of that was just looking at Jim's face, who didn't know whether he should be laughing at it at all.
But I thought that was an epic gag.
Yeah,
that duck gag. I'd never heard that before.
I tell you, it's not bad.
That's a brilliant.
An oldie and a goodie,
that
as
is
they
quality.
Say.
Anyway, listen, there you go. That's a little bit of healing from... when are you next in... what do they call it when a doctor's in? Residence.
Next in...
When's your next clinic, I suppose?
I've no plans for
your
clinic,
next GP
actually.
Session.
I better, now that I'm officially a healer, I better get the new show on the road.
Yeah, GPPJ. Yeah. Wow.
GPPJ, that's a great name for a show. There you go.
Right, that's it.
Healing the world one gag at a time. Yeah.
Right. Almost 24 minutes past 7. If that hasn't done the job for you, how about over $1,000? Maybe that'd cheer you up, take the edge off your flu or your cold if you have one.
€1,060, yeah, if you want to have a go. 087-188-0008. Give us a shout now on the WhatsApp and Mike will put you on. And I tell you something, if you thought my jokes were bad, wait till you hear these puns.
Pointer Sisters Automatic here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Who the man on the way? 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp if you fancy having a bash. Literally just need to know that you fancy playing. All we need to know about is, and you could get the call from Magic Mike and have a shot at over $1,000. €1,060 today. Now, we've just healed you. Well, anyway, we've just had a go at healing you.
We tried
in
anyway.
In fairness, we did heal some. Healed some.
Yes.
Right.
And the talking carpenter duck. I went out and healed you today.
Fantastically
but
brilliant.
But that's the idea. That's not where the looking after your health stops this morning. No, sir. This is the all about you healthy breakfast show today.
This is like one of those places that they, they were trying to create around the country. You know, those kind of one-stop shops. What were they being called at the time? You know, those one-stop shops where you're supposed to be able to go along and...
Petrol stations.
No, in a medical center, sort of sense. You know what I mean? You were able to go in, it was... Stop you going to hospitals and all, you'd call into these places. They never get off the ground.
Oh, like the VHI places and that, is it? No.
Well, like a poor person's version of that.
They do, the chemist. Pharmacy, it's called. It's called a pharmacy. There's loads of them around.
Let's forget that I stopped, I started talking there for a second and moved swiftly on.
Imagine he doesn't know that the pharmacy took off. You literally can't go anywhere without seeing the pharmacy.
Very true.
Tell you something. Jim doesn't be paying attention. I suppose where he lives.
I'm going to have to look them up now.
Where he lives, there's no pharmacy. You just call up to the local witch and she rubs a few sticks off. We're going to look after you even more this morning. So if you're waking up this morning and you're fancying, what am I going to have for breakfast and all of that? Maybe you're pulling into the local petrol station or one-stop shop, as Jim likes to call it. And you're thinking, maybe I'll get a muffin or a scone for myself. Maybe think twice. Maybe think again, right? Because up in the north, the Food Safety Authority, they went around all the 11 councils that they have in the north of Ireland, right? And they took all these scones and they basically sort of saw what was in them. They looked into what was in them.
Right.
And how good or bad for they are. Don't eat them. Don't eat them. You're talking 740 calories in some of these scones. 740 calories. So that adds up to... roughly 10 sugar cubes. So can you imagine 10 sugar cubes being in one scone? That's kind of how
that's
bad
incredible.
It is. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The scone they found with the highest fat content, 22.7 grams, quite a whopper, was a raspberry and white chocolate luxury scone. But the largest fruit scone, just your standard, you know, fruit scone, was what we were just talking about. 39.2 grams of sugar, 750 calories.
That's incredible.
750 calories.
I mean, that couldn't be that far off a breakfast, could it? Like, but as in a, you know, a cooked breakfast.
It would probably be more.
That's incredible. It
depends on what way you prepare
it. So you can enjoy a delicious cooked breakfast.
Yeah, if it was delicious. A grill or something, you know.
Bacon and sausage.
With no sugar at all.
Eggs and everything. Fantastic.
I will say, they found out an amazing thing. All they did when they made sugar, when they made muffins and scones, was sort of discover a way to sell us cake for breakfast. It's breakfast cake. That's literally all it is. Would you like some bread? If someone said,
surely
do you want some breakfast
one of those
cake,
giveaways
you'd say no.
Should have been the fact that there was white chocolate in it.
I know, but there's something about, it's the marketing. Yeah. They've gotten into our head.
Well, like, when somebody says a fruit scone, that's the biggest scam of all.
Yeah.
A fruit scone. It's like fruit. You mean as in one of my five a day?
Yeah, as in an apple. No, I mean little nuggets of madness wrapped up in sugar and handed to you.
Yeah.
Like if someone said to you, honestly, do you want some Swiss roll for your breakfast? You go, oh yeah, I'm mad.
Don't be ridiculous, eh?
No, do you want a scone of jam and butter? Oh, yeah, I'll have one of them. Yeah. I don't know how we managed to see
the
difference.
Because of all these things we associate with foods that are that go with certain times of the day.
Yeah, which
scones
is nonsense.
Are afternoon tea, but in fairness for a lot of people, somebody probably would have a scone for breakfast.
Yeah.
Mad.
But it's mad.
You could be having
madness.
An entire breakfast. By the way, primary care centres. That was what I was talking about.
That is not a pharmacy.
No, I
know what you're getting at. You're trying.
People have texted in to say, Jim, you're absolutely right.
Well, you're
primary
you're
care centres.
No, they're called
it's
pharmacies.
It's like a poor man's VHL.
Yeah, it's a pharmacy. You go in with your prescription and they give you your tablets and they ask you if you're all right. And then you say, Salbutamol. They go, no. Yeah. And then you say,
don't walk into the mass for a scone, though. That's all.
No, you can't get scones. You can go in to get weighed. You can get your metabolic age done and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. Primary care centre. Did you ever hear the maddest name to call a pharmacy you've ever heard of? I swear to God.
It wasn't a pharmacy!
Well, obviously not. The witchery gig of Wicklow was up there. She calls herself a primary care witch. But there you go. So be careful while eating your scones and cakes and stuff for breakfast. Like, it's amazing. Marketing people decided there was such a thing as breakfast food. Like beforehand, only in like the 50s or whatever, there was no such thing as breakfast food.
It's just food.
It's just food.
Yeah.
And whatever you had, you ate. You might eat steak for breakfast, you might eat potatoes for it. No one cared. And then somebody said, no, cereals for breakfast and fries are for breakfast. And we lapped it up.
Yeah.
And then some sneaky little git came in and says, what about cake? Anyone? No. What about breakfast cake? What about muffins? And we went along with it. It's all went along with it.
Like years ago, say, you know, when Irish people would be going on holidays to Europe and they couldn't get their head around the fact that, you know, cold meats and cheeses would be available for breakfast. Oh, you say it to me. I'm expected to eat a ham and cheese sandwich for me breakfast.
Yeah, I can't eat ham for breakfast. I want a rasher.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, like,
I mean, who in their right mind? That's ham for their breakfast.
I'm not going to eat it.
That's ridiculous. It's lunchtime.
Give us a rasher sandwich. I'll wrap it up and I'll eat it later. It's still cold ham. It's all cold ham.
Brilliant.
We just have weirdest attitudes towards food.
Yeah.
But there you go.
But there you go. Just be careful of cake for breakfast.
Yeah, be careful of cake, because I can tell you something. I might be able to cure your flu or cold with a bit of a giggle, but we'd be a long time laughing to burn off those calories.
Now, who the man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out! Here come
who the man? So who the man it is, and who the man is 1,060 quid. And don't forget, we do have the all-new clue, which is top class. Mm. So top class being the clue. And of course, you can hear all the wrong answers so far at classichits.ie. And I kind of, when it gets over a grand, it's when we're saying to you, you probably should. Mm. Because
quite a lot of guesses now.
There's a lot there now to look at. Maybe something will trigger something in you, you know? You never know what you get from it. And of course, first of all, you have to tell us who this is.
Man.
And then we'll give you the money. Right, so let's see where we're going. Of course, pressure on Mike this morning. Because, you know, laughter being the best medicine and all of that.
Oh,
curing
colds
and flus and all. It's now the mantle of pun has fallen into him. Let's see how we get on. Keith Power in Dublin. How are you, Keith?
How are you doing, PJ, Jim, Mike?
How's it going, Keith?
Not too bad.
Good stuff. So what are you up to today?
I'm in work, yeah. I deliver paint.
You deliver paint?
Yeah.
All right.
I honestly thought you said something about liver paint. And I was like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, that's another, like, that's another medical device, BJ.
Yeah, something else.
Liver paint.
Tell me about this healthy, unbelievable thing, liver paint.
Yeah, yeah. If you've had wrong with you, you just paint over it. Just cover it up the cracks.
Right, so Keith, let's try and win you a few quid. Who do you think it is?
Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler, the Fonz! The Fonz, the man himself. What do you reckon,
Mike?
I'm afraid you're not going to be too fond of me when I tell you. It's wrong. No happy day for you, my friend.
A double whammy for you, Keith.
Oh.
Listen, have a good day, man. Take care of yourself.
Cheers.
Keith. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Right, so Gabriel Fitzpatrick is in Limerick this morning. How are you, Gabriel?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Oh, how was things? This is PJ. Look at Mike getting all the credits.
Okay,
that's all right.
Mike.
So they want to talk to me, lads.
Mike all primed right. It up.
You're all right, Gabriel. Don't worry about it. Mike's the one with the pressure on him, which is totally understandable. What are you up to today, Gabriel?
Driving a school bus. Trying to.
School bus?
Yeah.
Wow.
Driving a school bus?
Yeah. That's a bit of responsibility.
What's
right.
wrong with my ears? I honestly, again, thought, like he said, climbing a school bus. There's something not right with me today.
No, the kids in it are climbing.
They're climbing the school, yeah, climbing the walls. Right, so Gabriel, let's try and we'd love to give you a few quid. €1,060, what do you reckon?
Pink Floyd.
Pink?
Who?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Like as in all of them?
The thing
I want is that
know
you. Right, he's coming. That's not a bad effort because you're covering
any,
like a few of them.
I tell you something. That's it. It's a very you cast your net quite wide. But if it's any of them at all, Gabriel, we'll give it to you. So what do you reckon, then, Mike? Is it anyone at all in Pink Floyd?
I'm afraid we've come upon another brick in the wall here, lads. It's wrong.
Another someone, man.
Oh dear.
Oh.
Come on, obvious but good, huh?
Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Listen, Gabriel, safe driving. Take care of yourself, man. Thanks for having a go.
Man.
Cheers. Take care.
See you, Gabriel.
Bye-bye now.
Oh.
There you go. You know, Mike's going to have to seriously up his game. He's actually going. We're going to bring him in after 8 o'clock because today is a very significant day in the world of Mike and people like him. People who are like big pun fans. Isn't that right, Michael?
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, big, big day. Big week.
Because, big week, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
International Pun Day or something, was it like that?
It was the International Pun Day yesterday and the International Pun Championship was held yesterday in
Amazing.
London.
Oh, so right. Mike's going to test his skills against the greatest.
Oh, fantastic.
After 8 o'clock.
Putting them up against the very best.
Hey. Anastasia, I'm out of love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday morning, 12th of February. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Much, much appreciated. Genuinely, we really do appreciate you being
Very
around
so.
And obviously with the old listenership figures there recently. It's great to have you along. Vitally important, you might say.
Vitally.
In fact, you might not say anything. It is vitally important.
It is, yeah. Because if it was just Mike listening to us, it would drive him mad. And
well, Mike doesn't listen to us.
No, well, that's true. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Not unless it's
only in that time.
It's only just unless he wants to spot something that's gone wrong.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, I'll tell you something. Talking about putting him on the spot. Because
it's time for revenge.
Yeah, time for revenge. Mr. Pawn.
Yeah.
Mr. Pawn, Michael Hogan, is here every day doing the puns. I have to say, he does them to some degree of success.
Some degree of success, yeah. I do get quite
a
lot of
backhanded compliment day. There.
I do get a bit of abuse. And my puns have reached far and wide, lads. I remember in
really?
Copenhagen, yeah, sitting at the bar one day, you know, your fella came up to me and he said, "You're a fella who does the puns, eh?" And he gave me some abuse and left.
You see?
Yeah. So, yeah far
I'll
reaching
tell you,
puns.
Where you can get abused in Copenhagen, you know you made it, buddy. You know you made
while,
it.
Yeah, while paying for a drink that was €10.50.
Yeah.
Which made it all the
Double
better.
Double abuse. Right, so what's the story? So this, yesterday was International Pun Day. This is Pun Week or something, isn't it? Or what?
Yeah, well, it's basically a week celebrating puns, which was Pun Day the other day, and also the Pun Festival that took place. Do you know, I actually remember doing this last year. We had this conversation about the best puns from the Pun Festival because it's only in its sixth year.
Oh, is
right.
It is,
right.
yeah. It's a good idea. I might give it a go. Now,
you
lads.
Should.
Yeah.
Come on.
You
now.
Should.
Come on, yeah.
We
yeah.
will raise the cash to send you to the Pun Festival.
Very daunting.
We'll do a fundraiser.
It was
a fundraiser.
A fundraiser, very good. It was hosted by your friend Jason Byrne.
Was it?
It was, yeah, in London. And it's held in sort of a boxing ring style thing. and they get in the middle of it and everyone cheers or boos or whatever.
It does sound like a good night.
Is it a pun off? Is it a one-on-one pun-off thing?
Seems that there seem to be pun offs that happen at it, yeah.
Wow, in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, hosted by Jason Byrne. So yeah, it sounds like a bit of crack. We might go for it next year.
And then are there winners? Well, obviously there are winners, but are there kind of like, is it a top 10 or is it like just an overall champ or what happens?
There is a champ. There's some that's made champion, but in the Daily Mirror today they have Pun in a Million, which they take the best puns from the various contenders and the various finalists and so on. So will I read you some of them?
Yes,
oh, why not?
And see what you think. Yeah. Okay, so Adele Cliff, she's in her 20s from London. She says, "My friends keep trying to set me up, but I spend a lot of time at parties hiding behind plants. I'm socially orchid."
I like that.
I think that's alright.
I think that's funny.
Eleanor Colville, 24, from Lancashire. One man sells rotten fruit, the other sells rotten vegetables. But who is truly the grocer? The grocer. Gross.
Clever. Clever.
The only thing I'll
didn't
say
get
about,
quite the response
the only thing I'll say about puns
oh,
is it's
on.
It's an intelligent form of comedy above some people's.
Oh, I want to know that part.
In some
I thought it was meant to be like the lowest form of comedy.
Okay, Roman numerals going out of fashion, not on my watch. That's from Eleanor as well.
I like that.
That's very good. You see, he's working on the delivery now as well.
That's better, yeah.
Robert Thomas, who's an IT manager from London, says, "Seaweed is really good for you. If you're ever in trouble, seek help." Sea kelp.
Slightly intelligent.
Yeah. Slightly, yeah.
Have you noticed the trend, PJ? There's ones that are a little highbrow for you and I.
Okay, here's one for you, PJ. It's a bit simpler.
Oh, you
I'm joking. It's Steve Thompson. He's 41. He's an entertainer from Skirling. Oh, sorry, he's in Scotland, actually. "Can anyone remind me how to use WD-40? I'm a bit rusty." "I put my hair in a bun yesterday. It tasted horrible." And Richard Wolford. Yeah.
Is that even a pun? I suppose it is. Yeah.
It's quite. I know what you mean.
It's almost like a one-liner.
Don't analyse the joke. Come on.
Okay. Richard Wolford says, "I know a baker who uses a gardening tool. He's raking in the dough." Why does Donald Trump continuously dress his Christmas tree? Because people keep saying "moron" to him. That's a bit crap, isn't it? That's not
wow,
the best now.
That's a bit.
Oh, you were okay. On such a good roll as well.
I know, yeah. Okay, oh God, I'm under pressure now. He's always put me under pressure when I have two bad ones. Okay, Chris Leeworthy, aka Alpha, says, "When I was young, I was adopted by a man called Daz, so I grew up referring to him as my non-biological father." I'll give you one more.
Good one.
Oh, that's very good.
I'll give you one more.
Right, go on.
From the same fella. "Sad news, my obese parrot died today. It is, however, a huge weight off my shoulder." Good.
They are pretty damn good.
That's good as mine.
That's not bad. You don't have to come back with a few belters yourself.
Yeah, in fairness, you don't get to choose your topic. Yours are very specific.
Yeah,
I think you'd be a great pun champion. I think we should make it a mission to send him to the festival next year.
Yeah. No, that's a definite. I like the sound of that.
Fantastic.
Guaranteed Irish from U2, Mysterious Ways. Here are Classic Hits, 18 minutes past 8 on this Tuesday morning, 12th of February. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout for whatever's going on. A few people getting involved on the old... Pun elements,
yeah.
Somebody's
it's great
texting
to
say, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you invent Tippex? That was a pun effort.
It took me a while, to be honest with you. I got there in the end.
Yeah. I think that's probably not a great sign if it takes you a while.
Takes a while, yeah, with the old Tippex, yeah.
Anyway, listen, we need to give a shout out as well. A happy birthday, Oisín Duffy. Oisín in Galway, happy 5th birthday today. Mum and Dad have been on, and they wanted to say happy birthday, so obviously listen to the show. On the way to school or whatever it is.
Have a great one. Happy 5th birthday indeed. It's
enjoy
a big
it.
One, so it is.
Good stuff. Right, just 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Still to come, of course. We're going to give you a shot at winning the breakfast table quiz. It was a decent score yesterday, but very beatable. I think we 10.
10 to beat. So 11 or more will put you in the lead. And in fairness, once you hit that point, you're well within winning range. So yeah, it's a good day to have a go if you want to play your quiz today. What's the prize again?
The prize is actually kind of, it sounds pretty cool. They're describing it as 48 hours of utter relaxation.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Hotel Merrick's signature midweek, spring madness package. Sounds fantastic.
That sounds deadly. Yeah, that sounds deadly. In fairness, so you know what to do if you want to have a go. 087-188-0008. Give us a shout there for the breakfast table quiz. We'll try and get you 11 or more and cross our fingers for the week.
The Lads, and There She Goes here at Classic Hits. 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Quick shout out to Amelia, who is 5 years old. Don't know if it's her birthday today or not. But I do know it's her mum Hillary's birthday tomorrow, because that's on the text. She's going to be...
Oh, she's on the fourth floor tomorrow. Welcome.
Milestone birthday for Hillary. Still only a nipper, Hillary.
Yeah, you're only a nipper.
And Amelia, of course, is 5 today. They're in the car. They always listen. They listen between 20 past 8 and 20 to 9. So we made it.
We just about made it.
It's not like us to get it right.
There you go.
It happened. Amelia and Hillary. How you doing, folks? And happy birthday, Hillary, for tomorrow. Now, of course, the other thing that's happening this week is...
big one.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Thursday.
It's coming. It's Thursday. It's the big day. The big day of love.
Or should I say, it's the voice of a thousand souls. The day of the meeting of hearts.
Do you reckon that for Enda, that's like a sort of... it's like his Christmas.
I'd say it's like his Christmas, like, she's hosting.
Forget my birthday. Forget Christmas Day. This is the day for me. You're gonna love what I got for you. The Love Bomb Supreme.
Are we going to celebrate Enda on Thursday?
I think we should.
We'll have to have a special
Enda
day.
We'll have to ask him if he'll come in or something. And
Voice of a Thousand Souls.
Yeah, we'll have to, because he is Mr. Valentine. Let's be honest.
Well, I tell
Enda Murphy.
This is the man, by the way, Enda Murphy, who does, of course, love songs of the weekends here at Classic Hits. So you can check it out, ladies, this weekend. Hello.
Non-stop. When you hear my music in your ears, when you let my show run down your body, you're gonna wish that you never had a man in your life, because there's no replacement for the voice of a thousand souls.
When you let my show run down your body.
Hey.
That's fantastic.
Don't knock it till you try.
I can't wait to hear him use that line.
Don't knock it till you try.
Wow. Anyway, listen. But he's got it. Thursday, of course, is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And people will be trying all sorts of things. Obviously, there'll be people who have to do something nice for the particular loved one in their life.
Of course they will.
But there will also be a whole lot of people who are hoping that love finds them on Thursday.
Well, that's it. So what are you looking for? What are you looking for on Valentine's Day? Are you looking for somebody that has ripped abs? Are you looking for somebody who's athletic? Are you looking for somebody who gets in and gets down and dirty with the housekeeping? What
are you looking for somebody who's just filthy rich?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we're all looking for that person. Or are you looking for someone that's just really, really into recycling? Because believe it or not, that's actually the story in the paper today. Apparently one third of Irish people find recycling to be one of the most attractive traits. Yes, indeed. And while 32% expect to receive a gift on Valentine's Day, 36% of those people really hope it's a recyclable gift. Isn't this unbelievable?
That is amazing.
This is unbelievable. So this is Repack. You know Repack, the recycling people.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the work they've put in for Valentine's Day to sort of prove that it's an attractive quality in people. It says also 6 in 10 people say if they saw a work colleague recycling incorrectly, they would voluntarily show them the right way to do it or the right way in. Over 3/4 would call out a colleague if they saw them littering, and a further 2/3 would not hesitate to call their boss out for littering. Wow. Even risking the relationship with their man or their wife, they would call it out and say it as it is. So
that's
there you
impressive.
Go. So now we know what we need to do. We got to get Enda to say things that sound super hot on Valentine's Day.
I love the way you separate the plastic from the cardboard. I love the way you take the tops off the bottles before you go to the bank. I love the way you take those labels off the soup pots. And I love the way you dispose of those crunchy cans.
Thank you for washing your milk cartons.
There you go, yeah.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
I love the way you wash the rubbish more than you wash the plates. Because it's not about you and me, baby. It's about our impact on the world.
It's about the world.
Tell you. That's what it is. That's the new way. That's the new way.
It is the way forward. Recycling is the way forward. That's it. If you're looking for love.
If you're looking for love.
Look for it in a recycling centre.
That's all you got to do.
Bottle bank.
Go down to the local recycling centre wearing a waistcoat made of cardboard.
Yeah.
Stand there with shoes made from old tennis rackets.
Yeah. Remember they used
and
to
wink
say that,
at
like,
people as they come in with their buckets.
Dogs were a great way to break the ice and stuff.
People, that's,
you know,
right,
you know, I've seen guys looking, you know, walking dogs or whatever. Now it's like if you see a lad carrying a whole load of bottles
just on the way to the
bottle back.
Yeah, the dog men like me are long. We're thinking of the past. Being a dog man, it shows you can care for something other than yourself.
But being a recyclist cares, shows that you care about the world entire.
I want to dance with somebody. Whitney Houston here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy birthday, Steve McCarthy. Happy birthday to your Uncle Colm Skihill, I think it is. Or Skehill, maybe?
Skehill, I'd go with Skehill, maybe. I could be wrong, though.
Was on just to say a happy birthday to you. So, Steve McCarthy, enjoy it today. And also, who's the... There's another ski-related
thing. Ski Morgan, a fella called Ski Morgan. He's giving out yards. Says we won't read out his text messages because...
Because he's from Mullingar.
He says he thinks he's something against Mullingar. Not at all, Ski Morgan. You're more than welcome along. We're delighted to have you. So
everybody's welcome here.
So pipe down, Mullingar. We love you too.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So a two-night stay at Hotel Merrick, Galway's most luxurious four-star city centre hotel, in a suite, by the way, upgraded to a suite. Your stay for this, for the Spring Madness package, which is on sale at the moment. You can book it right throughout March. Hotelmerrick.ie. Merrick, by the way, is spelled M-E-Y-R-I-C-K. So hotelmerrick.ie. You can relax in the hotel's outdoor rooftop hot tub. Spit it out, James. And this is one for you, PJ. Look at this. Enjoy traditional afternoon tea in their parlour lounge.
I know. And I don't care what anyone thinks. I love that stuff so much.
It's a fantastic thing. Dine in their AA Rosette Award-winning restaurant, number 15 on the square, and have a cocktail in the Oyster Bar. It's all yours, potentially, if you can win the Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, all you got to do is get 11 or more. So it's not that easy, but it's there for the taking as well. And Carl McCullough in Dublin's going to have a go. How are you, Carl?
How are you, PJ? How are you, Jim?
Not too bad, Carl. Yeah. How are you getting on, Carl? What's the crack?
Good. Yeah, just on the way to work.
Oh, good stuff. What do you do?
I'm a software developer.
A what developer?
Software developer.
I thought he said a traffic photographer. My head.
What is going on with your ears today?
Everybody that saw, it's not you, Carl. It's definitely me because I'm mishearing things all over the place.
Yeah. And I mean, we did establish in the after-show show that your ears are on, you know, a different level. Either side of your head.
Yeah.
Maybe finally your hearing's being affected by it.
To mind him, Carl, he's actually right, unfortunately. And he's talking physically. One of them is about 2 inches higher than the other. That's why my head.
One leg isn't shorter than the other.
Do you know something? If the problem was as easy as that, I'd be very happy, to be honest with you.
Right. So listen, Carl, how are you feeling about taking on a score of 10?
Yeah, sure, give it a go.
Why not? Right, 60 seconds to get it done. Okay. We need the most you can get, obviously, but it's try your best to get over the 10. Set a new bar for everybody else. Ready to go?
Yep, go
best
ahead.
Of luck.
What type of animal is a hornbill?
Pass.
It's a bird. Sorry seems to be the hardest word was a hit for Elton John and who?
Pass.
Blue, in which Irish city was Handel's Messiah first performed?
Pass.
Dublin, which Scottish football team plays their home games at Ibrox?
Rangers.
The Rain in Spain is a song from which musical?
Pass.
My Fair Lady, which character did Joanna Lumley play in Absolutely Fabulous?
Pass.
Patsy Stone, in Western films, what S is the name given to a pub or a bar?
Saloon.
What does YMCA stand for?
Young Men's Club.
It's Christian Association. Which sporting name is given to fungal infection of the skin between the toes?
Athlete's foot.
In aviation, what A is the name of the device used to keep the plane flying automatically?
Autopilot.
In which American sport would you score a home run?
Baseball.
Surfing USA and California girls were a hit for what 60s band?
Beach Boys.
In the children's nursery rhyme, what is the name of the spider that climbs up the water spout?
Incy Wincy.
That's the job.
Well done. Well, you were doing sticky ones at the start.
Yeah,
there.
You were flying when you got going. It was just the ones at the start caught you out.
It's all the musical ones.
Yeah, all the music ones seem to trip you up a bit. And to be honest, I'd have been probably just as tripped up myself. So, yeah.
Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers all the same.
So
after a bad start, not too bad.
Yeah, that's good for a first attempt.
Yeah, not bad, Carl. Not bad attempt at all. Right. So, just unfortunately, not enough this week.
Yeah, but listen, keep at it, Carl. Best of luck today, and thanks for having a bash.
Yeah, cheers, man.
See you later, Carl. Take care of yourself.
Enjoy that traffic photography.
Breakfast Table Quiz.